Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Hailed, yeah. So we another second episode. You.
Woo!
We're back.
I know. It's been a hot minute.
Yes. So sorry about that.
Sorry.
Technical issues if you didn't hear the previous podcast.
Which if you didn't hear the previous podcast, you should really go listen to it.
Yes, please. I found this really, really interesting on like an actual very feminist website because I have a lot of friends that are, if you think I'm feminist, these people like take the cake.
Oh, really?
Uber feminist.
And I would love them.
Oh, yeah. I love reading their posts because sometimes they're really crazy. And I'm like, I'm going to argue with you. What am I doing? I'm not going to argue with you.
No.
But I will read the comments and eat some popcorn.
Yes. Yes.
But it was actually a very interesting article. And it says it is now illegal to send unsolicited D-pics in Texas and can result into a $500 fine.
What?
Yeah. So
that's any D-pic from anyone.
Unsolicited.
That's mean you don't want it.
Unsolicited, right? Means like, let's say I'm texting you, blah, blah, blah. Hey, so how's your day going? Here's a picture.
Okay.
It wasn't like, hey, baby, send me a picture. Like, it wasn't, hey, do you want me to send you a picture?
Got it. Okay.
It's just like, boom, here's a picture of my thing. The state just introduced a new law that mandates that sending someone a nude lewd to which they did not consent, whether on Messenger, on a dating app, or even on AirDrop, is now illegal.
Wow.
So as of Saturday, sending illicit images or videos without the consent of the receiver is considered a Class C misdemeanor, and it will result in a fine up to $500.
So is that just D-pics, or could that
be? I'm guessing it could be technically
boobs.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you send your naughty bits to a dude, he could report that and be like, hey.
I call it a cupcake, by the way.
I like it.
Thanks.
The law comes from a campaign by female-focused dating app Bumble, whose headquarters are in Austin, Texas, in collaboration with the state representative Morgan Meyer of Dallas. So apparently Meyer told Fox that the company had a number of people who were using the app and complained about the sending of these images, and they quickly realized there was no recourse. So even though it was definitely digital harassment, there was nothing that could be done as it wasn't a criminal offense. So, yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that they got this passed.
Same, but I'm not. Just considering how the climate of everything.
So if I was to get an unsolicited picture, mm-hmm. then I would call the cops if I didn't like it or go to the police station? Or who would I report this
to? No, I think that wouldn't be necessarily a 911 situation. I think you'd have to call the non-emergency number.
Yeah. And then they would contact that person and then...
I think they'd do an investigation, be like, here's everything.
My only thing is I would be afraid of those people telling someone it's okay, them sending it, and then them deleting their messages or whatever.
But then you would still have the messages.
Oh, you're right.
Right. So let's say I'm messaging you, texting you, blah, blah,
you're
blah.
Right.
And it's like, hey, Sarah, would you like me to send you the goods? You're like hell
duh,
yeah.
Always.
And then sending them to you and then you erasing all the messages that say
okay.
sending you the goods. And they're like, Vicky sent me unsolicited pictures. Fine her. And I'd be like, no, see, she wanted me to. She said, here's my phone. This is what she said.
Oh, I think that could get so messy, though, because now I'm thinking, of course, my mind goes like, if I'm seeing this guy and like I wanted them and then he sent me them
mm-hmm.
and then I was at his house and we were doing something and I found another woman's whatever, found out that he was cheating,
mm-hmm.
take his phone, delete the messages. Then I mean,
that's a lot of a lot of stuff.
That
to
is
go
some
through.
Crazy S, though, that I bet some girls would do.
I feel like even without that, they've probably done some messed up stuff that way, too. Like, what's to say, like, a girl won't take her man's phone and write some really horrific things? Like, I'm going to, you know, commit
you.
This really awful crime, you know, that's going to affect thousands of people, kind of a thing.
I bet that's probably happened before, too.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. You're going to run into the crazies that find a way around it.
So what's your view? Because I know you get a lot of random D-pics from right. randos and listeners and whoever else. So what is your view on it?
I think it's dumb. Like, I think the idea of sending dirty pictures to each other, I think that's cool. However,
you like it.
I like it when it's somebody like I'm talking to that I'm wanting to see naked.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that fun, playful. Like, I used to date a guy. Granted, this was more of like a weird dom sub kind of situation. He got turned on when I tell him what to do, especially like naughty things, like while he was at work.
Oh.
So he's like, he's like, he wanted me to like make him set, like, it's basically, it's funny because he was asking me to make him. It's like, send him dirty pictures of himself. Like, he'd like take a picture of his junk or whatever.
Like, at work. Yeah.
Right, at work, mm-hmm. or this or that.
That sounds naughty. I like it.
It was naughty. It was frisky. And so I'm like, all right, if that's what, you know, works for you, I'll play along. So I thought that was fun. But like, why are you sending pictures of your junk to people that aren't asking for it?
I don't know why, and I don't know what it
legit
is.
Legit asking, not like...
Guys think it's the funniest thing, I think. They just... I think even though, no matter how many people tell them that, we don't like that. Like, we don't necessarily think, like... Okay, sometimes there are some that are like, damn, that's impressive. I wonder. But a lot of the times, those aren't the ones that guys are sending out. And it's just like, okay, thanks. See, thanks for that.
I'm not going to look at that and be like, I want it. And if I don't know who the hell you are,
even
if it's impressive looking, I'm like, I don't, what? This isn't how it works.
Yeah, but I will be like, that is very impressive though.
Yeah. Well, and then I've realized
and
that
scary.
I've realized that some people will like use other people images from the internet. That's mm-hmm. not even them.
Yeah.
I had somebody, they had sent me the picture and it apparently was one that was floating around the internet. And it was a very, very well endowed dude. And it was right next to, so they had put their leg up and it's like pointing at their ankle.
Oh.
And they're like, my ankle hurts. Do you see anything wrong with it? And then right next to it is their thing.
Oh, and that's smart.
And I mentioned it on, I'm like, mother effer. Why did I have to see that? And then, I mean, it was impressive, but I'm just like, you're creeping me out, dude.
Yeah.
Because I can see your other pictures. I see your kids. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because it was on Facebook. And then I mentioned it on air and someone's like, Vicky, was like, this is not to disrupt you, but is this the picture you saw? And I'm like, yes. So it wasn't even this guy.
That's hilarious.
So I was just like, really?
I've done that back in the day though with boobs though. Cause I'm not one to send out nudes. So when mm-hmm. people want like boob shots or whatever, I'll just Google image and picture and pretend they're mine.
I mean, standard white girl. Like, I mean, I've got
exactly.
tattoos.
Exactly.
I can't do mine.
Mine are very basic. If you've seen a white girl's set of boobs that are a 36C, that's exactly what mine look like.
Right.
They're not that exciting. So
there's no
Google image
there's
that,
no,
there
like,
you go.
No piercing anywhere, nothing.
No, they're all pretty, it's pretty normal.
Apparently in New York, similar legislation has been proposed to make so-called cyber flashing illegal, but it's not official yet. It's just been proposed.
So do you like this rule?
I think it's going to deter a lot of people from sending really bad stuff because I feel like there's a lot of teenagers, too, that are sending stuff to other, like, either, I'm thinking of, like, 20-year-olds sending stuff to 16-year-olds, and it's
yeah.
like, okay.
Just, yeah.
Like, I know that you may or may not be boyfriend-girlfriend. That's a little weird. Stop sending stuff like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's still illegal
in
a lot of places.
Not okay. I think people are going to think before they send stuff
they
out.
Send it if they know that it's a rule. I just think it's strange how, I mean, I really do think guys think it's hilarious.
I think
they like, they get off and get turned on by, I think, sending it to
like
people.
Having somebody look at it.
Yeah. But, and they're like, ha, 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 they looked at it. And you're like, okay, cool.
In disgust.
Congratulations.
See, the only time I think they're funny, like when like a dude has fun with it, and this is again when I'm asked like legit like, hey, do you want to see something funny? I'm like, yeah, like dude I'm dating.
Yeah.
And they put like a little hat or googly eyes on it. I think that's hilarious.
Draw a little face on it.
Exactly. It's like, cause but I specifically requested it.
Yeah.
I hate saying I asked for it because then that the people were like, well, she was asking for it. I'm like, she walked by you. Like she wasn't asking for it. Like it's just that weird line.
She so likes pictures.
I requested this photo. So it's I don't think it's a bad idea.
I wonder if it's going to start leaking into other states.
I have a feeling it will.
That's crazy.
Especially because this was Texas it started in.
I know.
Granted, they're a little bit more of the religious kind of state, so that makes a little sense.
Well, and if Bumble did it, then they don't want people to stop using their app.
Right.
So,
but I mean, Bumble is more of the female app
mm-hmm.
because a girl has to approve a guy and then before
start
they can start talking.
Them. Yeah. But then once they start messaging, he can send her whatever they want,
right.
I guess.
So what do you guys think about this whole thing? Like, I don't see it as a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying, yes, we need this, but I'm like, okay, like, how can it hurt? I'm curious to see what are the negatives on this.
Yeah. Well, I already thought of the links because I'm a crazy bitch.
But I mean, that's with anything, though. Like, they could do that with anything.
Yeah.
Not just
I'm more
this.
Of like, I sometimes get them, but I mean, it's very rare now.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think, I mean, my thing is like, I don't, getting them now, it's really awkward for me because I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm immediately like, okay, cool. I mean, because that's it's different than looking at porn. I don't know why, but like,
because you actually know them.
Yeah. Or like, even if I don't know them, they're sliding into my DMs and want me to see it purposefully, you know, me. Mm-hmm. When porn, you just like click on a random video. I don't know. So then that's what makes it weird. Because mm-hmm. when I was single, I'd be like, oh, wow, cool. A penis. Good for you. Like,
yeah, there was one guy once, mostly because Steve saw it over my shoulder, because I'm like, holy crap, was not expecting it. And
yeah.
he was like outside. He was a construction worker. And he was outside with it just out of his pants. And
what?
I'm just like, what the?
Like in the middle of just the day?
Yeah. And I'm like, Steve, like he saw my reaction. He's like, holy crap, what is that? I'm like, somebody sent me this. I didn't ask for that. Like, what is this? So Steve, what he did, he's like, because he wanted a picture back. Steve stuck his hand down his pants and put his finger out of his zipper.
Oh, man.
And he's like, here you go. And like, he laughed it off. Or some people are like, let me see a picture of your boobs. And I send him like the birds, the boobies.
Yeah.
I send him those. It's just like. No.
Steve probably thought, wow, Vicky, look at some weird stuff.
I'm like, this is not me, Aretha. What's that?
Yeah. So now if I got one, I would be like, that's great. And then I would have to feel like I'd have to tell my boyfriend, you know, because I wouldn't want him to like randomly looking through my messages. Not that he does, but like and see a guy sending me his junk. That just makes me look bad.
I feel like you should have a picture of your boyfriend like in your phone of doing the same thing as
the finger
Steve.
Thing.
The finger like, thing.
The middle finger too.
Right. And be like, my boyfriend thinks that's funny. Ha ha.
That would be funny. Because then I wonder like.
Because if you don't.
Do guys get kind of like. Not their manhood crush, but like kind of like, oh man, like a dude just saw that and like is making fun of. Do they or maybe they think that's funny.
I don't know. Rev, I was telling like about like D-pics and stuff like that. We were talking about it and he's like, if anybody sends you one, just say, oh, look how little and cute it is. Rev suggested I say this.
No matter what.
It's like, oh, look how little.
How cute is dad?
Look at itty bitty. And just that's all you say.
I accidentally sometimes say that. Like not as like to like to like my man, like, cause I'll be like, oh, let me see your little friend, and then he's like, little, and I'm like, I mean, that's not what I meant. Like, I
compared
was just like,
to the rest of
compared
you,
compared to the rest, yeah, it's you know, he, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll leave now. Oh, my poor boyfriend, Jesus,
I know, it's like what?
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
but I don't know, like, I think it's, I think it's good, I think it's all right. I'm curious to see what other people have to say.
I'm curious to see if it's going to catch on.
And what could be the bad part of this. But that leads to another topic. So this woman named Christina Kuzmic. So she has a book coming out. She's one of those gals who would just post funny mom videos.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, I think she also did the one where she like filmed herself at Target a couple years ago. And she's like, whatever you want. Like, if you're a teacher, you're taking my kids, whatever you want. Any school supplies, like, whatever you want. She's like, you want luggage? I'm getting you this luggage. And she like filled up the cart. I think this was her.
Aww.
It was really funny. But she does post a lot of motivational stuff. Like I remember watching a video with her talking about how like she had gotten a divorce and she's got two kids and she started dating this guy, but she was very jaded.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh yeah, you're not going to want me because I have two kids and blah, blah, blah. And he was always trying to help her. And she's like, whatever. No, no. And so one night, like, she was talking to him. It's like, you really want to see what this is like? Like, both her kids were puking. She was sick. And so what he did was, like, put her in bed. He helped put the kids in bed, cleaned up the puke and everything. Like, he's like, I am here for you.
Wow.
And so that's when, like, so she's, like, motivational stuff like that, too. And it's like, hey, let your guard down. So, you know, she's a strong mom figure, if you will. I think she's probably in her late 30s, early 40s.
Dude, good for that dude, too. Wow.
So she posted a video recently and she's like, this is not appropriate for young children. So heads up. Basically, she posted this video about an Instagram post she made. This one guy started, like, she gets a lot of posts on privately and on her main page in the comments.
Yeah, she got probably a lot of followers and friends and stuff.
But she gets a lot of dudes saying stuff like, I want to blank you. I want to blank you in the blank. And like really graphic things. And she normally ignores it. Or when you have like hundreds and hundreds of comments, sometimes you don't see them all.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So she started just kind of blocking people, deleting them. And then one guy was getting really, really vulgar. And one of her other followers commented, it's like, this guy comments like this on all your videos. And he starts like, he harasses other people too, not just her. So she decided, because she was over it.
Yeah.
She screenshots a picture of like his picture, his comment, everything. So his name, his face, everything that was on this comment. And she posted it on Instagram. It's like, hey, this is not okay. And some other women started complaining. It's like, you are supposed to be a role model. You're not supposed to do this and blah, blah, blah. You're putting him on blast. That's equally bad.
What was the comment or that she finally put on her Instagram?
Why don't we just hear from her instead?
All right.
I want to pin you down and out of you. Shut your mouth and open your legs. Maybe I can teach you a few things. I'd love to lay you down and your. All you're good for is you. I want to choke you a little, but in a fun way, if you know what I mean. So normally I'll just block these idiots, but if they comment on a video that has like thousands of comments, I don't even always notice what they wrote, and then I don't get a chance to delete it. So a few weeks ago, there was a man that posted on my public page for everybody to see, let's meet and have sex. And then one of my followers actually saw that and pointed out that this same exact man had been posting really, really vulgar comments on some of my videos. So I decided to take a picture of what he wrote, and I posted it to my Instagram page with his profile picture and his full name and a hashtag, out them. And most of my followers really appreciated this, probably because they've dealt with the same crap. And then there were a few women who had a big problem with me outing him. So let me read you a comment from one of these women. His post is not all right, but when you put him on blast like this, it is not all right either. I know you can be better than this. You have chosen to be an example to others, to be someone to follow, and this is how you address the situation? Yup, I'm being an example to other women by showing them that they don't have to take this crap. They don't have to hide it. They don't have to be silent, and it's time to out the perverts who send these types of messages. He posted this on my public page for anyone and everyone to see. He wasn't trying to keep it private, but I'm supposed to. And even when these perverts send us private messages, we have a right to out them. So for anyone who has a problem with me or anyone else outing these people, take some time to reflect on why you think women should take this crap silently and protect the pervert's identity. There are people who have very little to say when a woman is being provoked, but man, do they have a lot to say when that woman retaliates. Another woman commented on that post saying that me outing that man wasn't kind. See, being kind doesn't mean being weak. So I'm guessing what she really meant is that I wasn't being nice, which is very different from kind. See, nice is about being agreeable, behaving in a way that makes sure everybody else is comfortable, except for ourselves. And we've been groomed to do this, ladies, haven't we? Make everybody comfortable. Don't make too much noise or you might sound like a drama queen. Being kind, on the other hand, that comes from a deeper place of wanting to do the right thing, to add good to the world. And exposing evil instead of hiding it, that's being kind. Another woman suggested.
Yeah, so that's the,
that
the
music
main
in
point.
The background, though, right? Jesus.
But the whole idea of like, and she had deleted the post on Instagram because she did mention the woman. She didn't want to feel like this woman was being attacked. The one that that was complaining about this, the first person that commented, she didn't want people to go back, find that comment and start attacking or trolling this person.
So she ended up deleting the entire post?
Yes. She deleted the video when she made this video.
The video. Wait, so she didn't delete the
whole.
Or
not the video. Excuse me. The picture of the dude's info.
So she did end up deleting it.
She ended up deleting it because she, not because of the dude, but because of this woman. However, she made this video to explain what is going on and that she's not okay with this type of harassment. And that that's the sad thing. It's like, we feel like, this is going to get really deep and a little dark, and I apologize. There's like this weird mentality that we need to protect the people that do bad things. Like, in a family, like, even if everything goes right and everything, I've known families to like not say anything about a guy who cheated on his wife or in really awful situations. And I know a few, and very personally, where there is a bad, you know, sexual predator in the family and nobody says anything. Mm-hmm. Everyone just pretends it didn't happen. They're basically protecting him and they're protecting the family image.
Yep, exactly.
But they're not protecting the victims
yeah,
by doing this.
Yeah.
So it's always like a weird, like, why do we protect the people that are doing these awful things instead of helping prevent them from either happening or making sure that the victims are okay?
Well, because a lot of people think that family comes first no matter what.
Right.
Because in a way, we're like brought up to think that your blood.
Right. And as I've grown up and I've seen and dealt with some really awful things, I know that that is BS.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're my family, you wouldn't be doing these awful things if you really cared about me.
For
so
sure.
You're not my family.
Yeah, just
this is how you're going
to
be.
We have the same last name or we are blood does not mean I have to treat you like that. I've always been like, treat one with respect. If not, I don't care who you are. But this...
I think she has the right to post it, especially if he posted it in a public forum.
Yeah.
I don't think she was in the wrong.
No, I do... I don't know. I've weird mixed feelings about this one.
I had a feeling you would.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't see you leaning towards either way.
I'm not really leaning towards either way. I think she does get so many of these, it sounds like. And so the whole blocking, deleting, totally. I think that's is what she should do. I think maybe if she... I don't know, because I have a very different viewpoint on... comments and stuff like that. Yes, I think they're inappropriate and unnecessary, but I don't get like crazy butthurt like I know a lot of women mm-hmm. do. It doesn't bother me as much mm-hmm. as a lot of people do nowadays, especially like if you tell me you want to F me and tell me this and I'm like that it really doesn't really faze me. I'm like, okay, cool. You want to, I don't know.
Yeah, like I'm not going to talk.
Do you think I'm hot? I don't know. Like it doesn't, I'm not like, oh my God, you can't treat me like that because I'm not an object. Like I don't.
It's a respect thing. It's very interesting because like I've also read something that made a lot of sense to me. It's like, oh, some guys just don't know better, blah, 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 blah. It's like, that's why they'll say these comments. They're just not like, especially if they're younger, they're like, they're not really fully formed. I'm like, the thing I read was, so this guy that may have, you know, said this to the intern or to, you know, the sales girl,
mm-hmm.
would he say this to the boss who was female? No, he knows better.
Some guys don't
some
know
guys,
better.
That's
Let's
just,
get real.
That's just the dumbass.
But then it's they're like a female. That's how they think they can talk to women. A lot of people
right.
know better if you're at the bottom of the But of the chain or the top.
But if you're looking at a lot of these reports and a lot of like what's going on, you'll notice that it's always somebody that they have quote unquote power over because either they're the boss or they have more tenure or they're a teacher or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They go for people that are lower on the food chain, if you will, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do they go up to the boss because they know they could get fired.
Well, it's just crazy in this situation because obviously this girl is somewhat in the public eye, you know.
Yeah,
she seems like she has a lot of followers and a lot of people who watch her stuff.
And her stuff typically pertains to like being a mom. Like it's a lot. It's very much a mom channel. Like I could see a lot of old like women between like 21 and like 50 women typically liking this stuff. She doesn't do anything provocative.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like a sexy or like, anything like
not
that.
Not at all. And like at least with us, like when somebody says something or sends me a picture, I'm just like, but like. I don't think it's an excuse just because of what I may or may not say on the radio doesn't mean like, hey, you send me your pictures of your dong.
Yeah.
It's like that's not an invitation to do so, but I can understand like why they thought they could.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, I get it. That's partially who I am in real life. And that's like played up on the radio as my character. So, I mean, I get it. Like,
but this woman isn't us. Like she isn't like us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what throws me off.
And that's why I wonder like kind of about this guy and like did he just really want her attention? He wanted some type of reaction from this. And in the long run, if that is true, he ended up winning. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like he got this huge reaction, this video from her, this post from her, blah, blah, blah. So it's, I don't understand why she just didn't block him in the first place. And or if she really had a problem with him and all of his comments, be like, hey, please stop this before putting him completely on blast, just because obviously it sounds like he doesn't probably have as many followers as her, this, that, and the other. And now, I mean, he's probably getting crazy messages and threats or whatever, you know, because, you know, I mean, if someone's going to come to your back, especially mm-hmm. if you're in the limelight. And it sounds like she is. So the moment people have his full name and his Instagram or whatever, I mean, who knows what people are saying to him now.
All right. So this kind of got me thinking we need to call in somebody who's been dealing with this a lot.
Oh, snap.
So we have a impromptu special guest, Robin, mm-hmm. from the men's room.
Yes, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for having me to disseminate the crazies.
So a lot of people are complaining like that she shouldn't have outed the guy, that was probably just as bad. But how do you feel about the whole idea of like guys sending pictures or rude comments in a public forum or even in a private message? Because we also mentioned that in Texas, it is now illegal to send a dick pic unsolicited, and it's a $500 fine.
Okay.
And it's a Class C misdemeanor now in Texas.
So you just have to know who the guy is to be able to turn him in.
I'm guessing if you show the messages like, hey, okay. This is just random harassment.
That's a gift that I did not expect from Texas, if I'm being honest.
Right.
I think that we personally see a lot of this, just the industry we're in, and it's a constant stream of social media comments on our personal, on anything, you know, any pages we work with. It's just a day-to-day thing we see, and it is very common to see them come in from someone who, I'm just guessing, maybe is a bit insecure himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it comes from. I think it comes from a place of maybe not feeling, I don't know, as powerful or as masculine or confident or whatever it may be, and then just kind of that manifests itself into, well, how can I feel powerful? Well, I can go and I can make a comment on whoever this woman's page is.
Has to take it because she's a public persona.
Exactly. She has to, and she's got to hear me out. And if she doesn't, it's bad customer service. And that's just not reality. did she tag him, out him, or how did she?
She screenshotted his post. So it had his picture and his full name.
Oh,
and she posted it. It was on Facebook.
Just put it out there. Yep. Let everybody go to town on his account then.
Right. So it was on Facebook. She posted it on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So people could go on. And like Sarah was pointing out, it's like, well, now a lot of people are going to be harassing him.
True.
It's like a vicious cycle.
I think she probably has obviously way more. I mean, this guy, I think, is just an average Joe.
Sure.
You know, I think she obviously has thousands and thousands of whatever.
But followers. If his profile is public, then what's the difference between him commenting on her profile and people seeing it and attacking him is kind of my theory. Mm-hmm. Is like, I would not personally do it, I don't think.
I don't think we would hear it because of our jobs.
Just because,
we couldn't.
Yeah.
We get in hella trouble.
We would get in a bit of,
Even though I think it would be, you know, like we would be in our complete right.
Would it feel great? You're damn right it would. It would. It would feel like a total redemption, but at the same time, is it productive? Are you gaining something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy talking like that to strange women online is his way of feeling powerful, but like, what are you getting from it when you put him on blast? Because I feel like you have a better chance of people coming to your defense by just letting it sit and being ultra positive toward him. Thank you so much for the feedback. That kind of.
There's Christina Kuzmic, what she was saying. It's like, look, I am done trying to protect these guys who are, you know, harassing women. It's
right.
Like, I'm done. You know, why do we have to keep this silent?
Sure.
And so, like, I get her point. I don't think, especially because it was on a public forum,
mm-hmm.
I don't think she necessarily did anything wrong. I think now people are going to be, anybody who sends death threats and they're doing the same thing, you're not really helping the situation, mm-hmm. so that's...
That's too much.
That's a little
it's
too
way
much.
Too much.
But
yeah.
I'm like, I think she was in her full right. I wouldn't do it. I wonder if I would if I didn't work here.
Right.
But I've
honestly,
seen some
I,
of the...
I think just, like, being in that rage when you see the comments or when your fans are saying like, hey, look at all of these other comments he does on, you just don't see them because you know it's so popular. I think in that rage, like if you I feel like we all would probably do it.
If we be tempting as hell.
If we're just, you know, I mean sometimes you just gotta let a night or two pass and be like, okay, it really wasn't it's not that, just let it go.
I think for me the ones that get me, because I'm like, okay, sure, dude, you made that comment.
Right.
Whatever. And I've seen some of yours, the comments people have made on yours.
Oh, they're great.
They're like filthy.
They're super filthy. And I love the things that are like
great.
Ultra specific. Like, I think it was yesterday, somebody's like, I love your hair. And I'm like, first of all, nothing has changed about it recently. So that's just kind of weird. Feel like you're going to collect it and make a hair doll. Now I'm scared. Like, mm-hmm. And in those instances, we can decide, like, am I going to just ignore it? Am I going to hide it from the world? Because I have that option. Am I going to be sassy back at him? Probably not. typically my favorite response is something to the effect of like, thank you so much. I've been using that Cambodian chimpanzee breast milk on it and it's doing wonders. Like I will come up with, you kind of have to outgross that person. Right. You don't have to be hateful. You don't have to be nasty toward them or belittle them. But I very much enjoy like, all right, how can I outgross this guy and make him go, oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to comment again, and but then it's a win.
It's so crazy. It's so hard for me because I'm not as clever as that. Like, I'll admit it. So either I just legitimately am so happy that, oh, it's a compliment. You can compliment anything. And I like your shoulder today. Right. Oh, shoot.
Sarah's a different.
Thank you.
Sarah's
I grew it myself.
Like, yeah. Thank you so much.
Sarah's a different brand of girl, though. She's the kind of person like doesn't mind. Like, hey, nice ass.
Oh, my God. I love it. If you think I have a nice ass, please compliment. If I ever get fake boobs, anyone and everyone can see them because I paid hella money for that.
Sure. Uh-huh. At that point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like my whole standpoint. But like when people
I'm
say,
getting you a shirt that says, ask me about my boobs.
Okay. I can't wear it yet. There's nothing special going on. Happening
this
right
will
now.
Be my present to you once
when I
you get them.
Favorite. Thank
yes.
you. But like if it's like the nasty comments or like the comments that like
I'm going to blank you and you're blank.
That's or like the not true much. Comments, you know, right. like the you must have a or your parents must have a terrible relationship because they don't. Or
so you must have like, some daddy issues.
You must have daddy issues or comments that don't even make sense. And I'm like, oh, no, actually, like everything's great. Like I have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know? And then they continue to just be mean and negative. And they're like,
that's
you're living in a lie. Like, you haven't read the Bible. So you're going, like, all of this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know how to respond anymore.
Also, strange man, how did you recognize daddy issues so quickly? Like,
right?
Are you dipping into the same well? What's
and,
happening
and
here?
Do you have a daughter that right. you're not, you don't get yeah. along with?
Like, I know, I read a thing that really made me think, and it said something along the lines of, it's like, we make fun of girls for having daddy issues, but we're not, you know, making fun of the dad for giving the daddy
well,
issues
of course
to the girl.
Not,
we're not
no.
vilifying the guy that screwed up his daughter.
No, we can't attack the grown man.
No.
Because we don't know him.
I hate it, though.
Right.
Like, there's a few times where, like, we'll have people come up to our defenses, which is really awesome, and it
oh,
makes
great.
Us like feel awesome. And I've seen your girlfriend post like, "Hey, you know, she's not into dudes or
oh,
not into you." And
yeah.
I always thought that was clever
that
and
was
cute.
A wonderful saga
because the guy replies like "F you" and blank blank
oh,
and said
man.
Some awful things.
It went.
Did
crazy.
Someone wanna tap?
It was
ass?
Not okay.
No,
no not even.
Oh.
It's just something inappropriate. And then just imagine your significant other comes in to your defense, but in a purely
cute.
Playful
yeah.
way, like nothing sinister at all, and that person comes back and immediately attacks them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
you're jealous,
other.
You're this, you're that. I'm like,
I was just giving her a compliment.
I have no idea what's happening. And second of all, you've got some deep-seated issues going on if you're... Like, your switch is that light
mm-hmm.
that someone can literally just reply to what you've said and you fly off the handle. Like, it was pretty scary stuff. Like,
right.
We've all seen weird mm-hmm. comments come in. We've all seen the weird chain of comments that follow. But, yeah, it's...
Did you end up saying anything? Or did your significant other end up saying anything? Like,
no, I basically was like, just leave it alone.
I did go
I'll
in there and
care
put a
of
gif.
It. Yeah, you have to.
I made a gif like that awkward girl gif you like.
Yes.
The little girl that like looks
yes,
all like, oh,
the
what?
The stare, yeah. There's almost no way to do anything about it when the person commenting, first of all, feels very safe in what they're saying from a distance. Like, they're just going to continue lashing out and being... Honestly, just pretty filled with rage and hateful
mm-hmm.
Toward complete strangers, essentially, right?
And feel like it's okay to say these things
yes.
because you're in the public eye.
Totally. Like, it's fine. Like, I can say whatever I want because you're there for feedback. And that's not entirely
you're
true.
There for my entertainment.
Not
yeah.
this kind of feedback. Jeez.
Yeah. Between a certain amount of hours in the day, yes, I am here technically for your entertainment. Live to serve, aim to please, all that crap. But after hours, like,
hell no.
Yeah, it gets weird then.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, there's...
I need to go read this thread. Is it still up somewhere?
I don't think so. I think I got rid of it just because it was just like, I don't even want to see it anymore.
No.
It's too much.
That's what I say is like, you just need to... Sometimes you just need to shut the computer and just like leave it. Because I swear, like, in a few days, like, you're like, I don't even want to comment on it anymore.
I know.
Like, I don't... It's just too much. You realize, like, you're not worth... that much time.
It's funny because like I can put up with a lot of stuff towards me, but the second someone starts talking smack about one of my other girls
yeah,
here at the station, I'm just like, oh,
I know.
There was one time with someone commented, I think this was like the first live day we ever did. Someone made a comment about Sarah.
Okay.
And over an Instagram picture. And I'm just like,
I remember that.
And I'm like, dude, like, I don't know what I said, but I was really pissed off. And then like I said something where I wouldn't get in trouble, but still like, really?
Yeah.
And then all these other men and women just came into her defense.
Yeah, because it was just like one picture. I don't even know what it was. And then it was just like, it opened the floodgates.
Of course.
And then I was like, hey, I posted this picture. You realize I'm going to see all of this.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I don't think they like, sometimes they don't follow, they don't actually think that we're going to read.
No, you're just, it's the comments. Safety of a keyboard and the distance and never probably having to see those people in real life. And it's just, it is a very false sense of security. And yeah, I don't understand how people just feel entirely entitled to rip you to shreds.
On top of, okay, so overall, what do you think about her putting him on blast?
I feel like it's a business account of hers, essentially. Mm-hmm. Then I would definitely think twice.
Yeah.
And by the time I think twice, I'm like, why did I think twice? All right, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand where she's coming from, 100%. But is this a productive thing you're doing is kind of the question that comes to mind for me. Is like, that's kind of the filter I operate with. Is my response in putting him on blast, is that am I funny for a living on this platform? Is that a thing? Or is it just me reacting emotionally, which I understand we have the right to do, but for business, is it going to be the most lucrative thing for me? Maybe not.
Because, like, what happens if somebody that lives near him or knows who he is goes and attacks him or kills him?
Because people are that crazy. It happens.
They're that fanatic, and now it is your fault.
Right. You don't want to be...
Legality.
Like, yeah. I don't want to end up in court because I did that. And fact of the matter is, that's just reality these days. Like, everybody's seeing everything all the time. And you could legit put that person to danger, and that's not cool.
Yeah. So.
And she did have a lot of people that, you know, a lot of girls applauded her and loved her, but she did have those females that were like, dude, you try to like preach all of this positivity and this, that, and the other. I get you don't like what he's doing, but putting him out there.
Right.
Like this, that it could, nowadays people are crazy.
They
are. People threaten everyone for everything.
Absolutely. And sometimes it comes true. And like, you don't want to have your hand in that. You want your hands to be clean. If anything happens to that guy, it's because he talked the same smack to someone else in face-to-face setting. And then that's out of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can call it karma. But until then, like, do you want to try and instigate karma? Because that does not always work. I've tried.
And at the end of the day, don't give him this much time.
Right.
Like, at all.
No. Not worth it.
Hell no.
We would like to hear from you guys. I know we have a lot of guys listening. What do you think of this new law in Texas about, you know, getting fined? Also, what do you think? Do you think she did the right thing? Or what do you do when you see guys that post stuff like this? Because I think as a guy, I think being an ally, it's like, dude, not cool.
Or are you one of the guys that does that and is having a wake-up call?
We want to know, really, like, why you do it. And because I've had guys message me even on the other side of the spectrum, like, you're ugly, you're fat, blah, blah, blah. And I just write back, thanks, dude. You made me feel great. Have a great day.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you'd read this. I love you so much. Can we
Isn't
please go
amazing?
Out? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible? Like, wait, what? That was your come on?
that was your pickup line?
That was your opening line to introduce yourself was like dragging me down. It's very odd.
I would rather like, is your father a thief? Because I think he stole all the stars in the sky.
I'd much rather cheese than knives.
I've never heard of that. That was terrible.
Oh, no. It's like, is your father a thief? Because I think he stole all the stars in the sky and put them in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, never again.
Oh God,
except, damn,
bad.
I would totally go home with that guy.
I mean, I guess take your shot because you might find a Sarah.
It's true.
Thank you so much, Robin, for joining us.
For
sure. We'll be back next week.
Bye.